But we start this hour with an Arizona Supreme Court decision you might have missed over the holiday. On Wednesday, the court ruled unanimously that anyone collecting signatures for citizens' initiatives must appear before the court when they're subpoenaed. Here's why that matters. Challengers to a citizen initiative can issue subpoenas for petition circulators they want to question because they think the circulators are ineligible to circulate petitions or they think there was another issue with the way they gathered those signatures. If those circulators do not show up to court, all the signatures they gathered can be disqualified. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services is here now for more on the impact of this decision. Hey, Howie.
Yes, it's really hard to underestimate the issue here. I mean, this can be a major way of getting rid of initiatives people don't like.
Yeah, it sounds like this is a really significant decision. In fact, at the very top of the hour, we heard Terry Goddard, with whom you spoke, who basically said that after this ruling, anybody who doesn't have super deep pockets isn't going to be able to run initiatives anymore.
Well, this is very crucial. I mean, it's one thing to say that paid circulators have to register and provide a place where they can be served if there are any questions about their signatures. But what the court did is provide sort of a roadmap where if you're trying to challenge an initiative, keep something off the ballot, and Lord knows we've had a lot of those this past year and 2 years before that and 2 years before that, what you do is you subpoena the circulators, knowing that the law of averages being what it is, a certain percentage are not going to show up, particularly if they're out-of-state circulators, particularly if they're paid. And what that does is it automatically disqualifies their signatures, even if the people can prove that the actual people who signed the measures were in fact signers. And this can undermine anything. I mean, if a typical circulator gathers 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 signatures, you disqualify a bunch of circulators, you put the measure below the margin that's needed.
Now, Howie, as you say, there doesn't necessarily have to be anything wrong with the signatures that a gatherer collected. If they don't show up, they can still be disqualified. How do advocates of citizens' initiatives, groups that try to put these things on the ballot, have they talked about how they might try to adapt to this?
Well, part of it comes down to what Terry Goddard said. If you've got a bunch of money and you know that you can bring your circulators in and keep them around for a court hearing that's going to occur months after the petitions have been turned in, that's fine. You can do that. If you're Tom Steyer and a multi-billionaire, that's great. If you're George Soros and putting something on the ballot, that's great. If you're the realtors who put something on the ballot this year about sales taxes, that's fine. If you happen to be the Sierra Club, now you've got problems. I'm not sure that the legislature is ready to change that. You have to remember it's a Republican-controlled legislature that put this in the law in the first place.
And it was that legislature that also made it so that the way that signature gatherers are paid changed, which some advocates or some critics of that law said would also make it harder to get measures on the ballot. Is there a sense that that law and this ruling together is some kind of double whammy maybe?
Oh, look, let's be frank about this. The Republican lawmakers, most of them have never liked the citizens' initiative process, even though it's been the Constitution since the first days of statehood. Their belief is if there's a law, we ought to create it. Now, understood, there are issues in terms of voter protection of new laws, but the issue becomes, who gets to create the laws, and is the lawmakers who might have different interests than the citizens. They've always tried to throw some hurdles in. About the only thing that's protected, the underlying right, is that it is a constitutional right, and they'd have to get voters to repeal the provision on initiatives. But what they can do in the meantime is throw various hurdles in, and they've done that over the years.
So, Howie, what was the court's reasoning for saying that requiring signature gatherers to show up in court if they're subpoenaed, saying that that is not really an undue burden? What was the court's reasoning in saying that?
Well, I think the belief is that you want to protect all petition drives from fraud, whether it's an initiative drive or a candidate petitions. Although, curiously enough, all these restrictions that have been put on initiatives have not been put on candidate petitions. In other words, candidates can still hire paid circulators. Candidates don't have to go through the same registration process for paid circulators that initiatives do. But the idea is if you're going to keep the process fair and if you're going to allow for challenges, you have to allow for people to be subpoenaed. Now, we're still down to the question of what's a reasonable burden. In this case, they only subpoenaed about 15 of the circulators who didn't show up, and they said, well, that's not unreasonable, which leaves the door open that theoretically, if the next, if in 2020, some group subpoenas hundreds of circulators, will the court say, well, that is an unreasonable burden. But having set this precedent, I think it's going to be really difficult for the court to say, oh, no, we don't have to have the circulators show up. We'll just allow the signatures to be counted.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, thank you.
You're welcome.